Hi Podcast, thanks so much for tuning in to our messages. If you want more information about our service times, campus locations or anything else, why don't you check us out at planetshakers.com. Now for the sermon. Today we've got Pastor Russell Evans speaking on Interpreters of Dreams.
Today I want to speak to you on the topic, Interpreters of Dreams. Interpreters of Dreams. You know, one of the challenging things at this time is to keep your dream. One of the challenging things of our society right now is people had dreams and it feels like the dreams have been locked down. It seems like everything is on hold. And I want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit wants you and I to have our dreams, but also interpret other people's dreams. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 23 to 28, it said, "Rejoice, O you people of Jerusalem." Put your name in there. "Rejoice, you people of Planet Shakers, of wherever. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for the rains he sends demonstrates his faithfulness. Once more, the autumn rains will come as the rains of spring, and the threshing floors will again be piled high with grain." In other words, there's going to be abundance. "And presses will overflow with new wine and olive oil. And the Lord says, I will give back to you what you lost." Who wants to get back what you've been stolen from you? You know, I just believe the enemy in this season has come to steal, kill and destroy and take from people, whether it's in people who are in lockdown, whether it's people's dreams, whether it's people's health, whether it's your finance, whether it's a job, whether it's a prospect of a job, whether it is all types of different things. The enemy has stolen from us. But I'm here to tell you, God says, I'll give back to you what you lost. It says, what did you lose them to? The swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust and the cutting locust. In other words, a pandemic that steals and destroys situations. And it says, once again, you'll have food, all the food you want. I don't need more food at the moment, but I do need more freedom at the moment. And you'll praise the Lord your God who does these miracles for you, for never again will my people be disgraced. Then you'll know that I am among my people Israel, that I am the Lord your God and there is none other. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then after this, all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. What is to prophesy? It's to speak what you see in the spirit about your future. Stop holding back and keep prophesying. This is what I'm believing God to do. This is what I'm going to do with my life. This is what I'm going to see in my life. This is what God's going to provide for me, a husband or a wife. He's going to provide for me a job. He's going to provide for me PR. He's going to provide for me. This is what I see with my life. I prophesy it. And then it says, your old men will dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. You see, the Holy Spirit of God is the one who releases and gives us dreams and empower us to live out our dreams. You see, as you encounter Him, He gives you a dream. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish. They cast off restraint. If you don't have a vision for your life, you'll just go with whatever's going on and you just live for the moment and you'll live and you just get sucked into this vacuum, this vortex that is just taking people's desire and passion away. But when you have a dream, it keeps you pushing forward. It keeps you going to another level. So if you're a student, maybe you're in high school today and you're watching me, and you say, I want to be a doctor. Well, keep dreaming to be a godly doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to do this with my life. Keep dreaming. If you're a university student, keep dreaming. If you're an adult with a job, keep dreaming. If you lost a job, keep dreaming. Because it's the Holy Spirit that gives you dreams. One of the great dreamers in the Bible is a guy called Joseph, and you find this in Genesis 37. He had a crazy dream. It says that soon Joseph had another dream, and again he told his brother about it. He said, listen, I had another dream. He said, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed before me. Before they had a dream, the Bible says that his brothers hated him. And so we see the Holy Spirit's the one who given Joseph a dream. The Holy Spirit is the one who gave him a download from heaven, gave him vision. And he wants to give you vision for your life. He wants to give you dreams for your life. But I've discovered when you have a dream in your life, when you have a vision in your life, it doesn't mean it's all going to happen just like that. It just doesn't mean, well, everything's going to be rosy and things are just going to be good. No, there is a fight for your dream. We're living in a day, in an era and a time where people are needing to stand and get empowered by the Holy Spirit, because there's a fight for the dream of God in your life. And it says in verse 18, Joseph was going down to see his brothers, and his brothers saw him coming and they recognized him. And as they approached, they planned to kill him. Here comes the dreamer. You see, the enemy of your life wants to steal your dreams. And it'll be through people around you that he puts your dreams down. Maybe through situations or circumstances. Maybe through a lockdown, you think your dream's gone. That's his plan, to kill your dreams. Because if he can kill your dreams, he can kill your ability to produce and multiply. He says, here comes a dreamer. Come on, let's kill him. Let's throw him in a pit, a cistern. We can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him. You see, the father, this father of theirs, Joseph was the 11th brother. And there's something about Joseph that the father loved. And he gave him a coat of many colors, which was to show him that, and show others that he had favor. You see, God's given you a coat, and it's a coat of favor. It is a coat that says, I've got a blessing and a future for you. I've got plans to prosper you with a hope and a future. But the enemy wants to steal that coat of favor. He wants to steal your life. He wants to steal your dream, just like these brothers did. But when Reuben, his older brother, heard of this scheme, he said, he came to Joseph's rescue. Let's not kill him. Why? We should shed any blood. Let us just throw him into an empty pit and here in the wilderness. Then he'll die without laying a hand on him. But Reuben was secretly planning to rescue Joseph and return to him, to his father. And so when Joseph arrived, his brother ripped off the beautiful robe he was wearing. They ripped it off and they threw him in a pit. As I said to you before, the devil will try to steal our dreams. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose. Who's a thief? Satan. His purpose is to steal and kill you and destroy you. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on and says, but my purpose, God's purpose, is to give you life and give you a rich and satisfying life. You say, how can I live a satisfying life in lockdown? This isn't where you're going to end. It might be part of the journey, but this isn't your end place. And so what they did is they threw him in a pit and then they sold him. And he became a slave. And in verse 36 out of Genesis 37, it says, and the Midianite traders arrived in Egypt where they sold Joseph to Potiphar. Who's Potiphar? He was an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was the captain of the palace guard. So here again, his dream seems impossible to come about. Here again, it seems he's a slave now. He was supposed to be a ruler, but he's a slave. The Holy Spirit gave him a dream, but the dream seems nowhere near him. Feel like that? God, I feel you're going to do this with my life, but it seems like I'm nowhere near there. In fact, other people have made decisions for your life and you go, I didn't even make this choice. I didn't even pick this choice. I didn't pick lockdown. I didn't pick to be in this situation. Someone else did. And you feel like you're enslaved to your situation. So Potiphar, what did Joseph do? The Bible says in Genesis 39:1, it says, and when Joseph was taken to Egypt, he was purchased by Potiphar, the captain of the guard of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And the Lord was with Joseph. I want to hear to tell you today, the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The Lord is on your side. The Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you? The Bible says that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You have God on your side. And so the Bible says, he's a slave, right? He's been sold to Potiphar, who's the king. He's the captain of the part of the army. And he's there, and the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph and he succeeded in everything he did as he, watch this word, as he served. Everyone say served. He served in the home of the Egyptian master. How can you serve an Egyptian master? How can you serve somebody? Well, you weren't born to be a slave and now you're a slave. How can you serve this? Why? Because he let the Holy Spirit continue to work in his life. In other words, he let the Holy Spirit help him serve someone else's dream. And when you serve other people's dreams, God uses you in a way that will blow your mind. Because in that servanthood, God is setting you up to serve on a greater scale. Let me say that again. In the servanthood of where God's put you, He will get you to live on a greater scale. But it's part of the journey. And he blessed the whole household. And watch this. Potiphar noticed this and realized the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. And this pleased Potiphar. And he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. And he put him in charge of the entire household and everything he owned. From the day Joseph was put in charge, his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's household. Watch this. Not for Potiphar's sake, for Jacob's sake. You see, when you serve God and you serve others, he brings a blessing into that whole household. And the blessing blesses the household, but it's because you're there. You're in this community. You're in school, university, working. You're there to bring a blessing to that place. And yet, because you're there, blessing will come. But it's there for your, because God is looking at you and says, because I can trust you, I will bless that place where you are. But if you sit back and don't serve and don't have a dream and you just say, I'm just going to survive, it won't happen. And the Bible says, and all his household and affairs run smoothly and his crops and livestock flourished. So pretty cool. It's going a bit better than it was. It's like dream gets sold. He's in lockdown. Then he gets sold as a slave. But he flourishes. He's now second in charge. He runs the household. He's blessed because the house is blessed because of him. So it's like there's an open door. It's not what his dream is about, but it's closer than it was when he was in the pit. But another lockdown comes. Because one day he's there and Potiphar's wife sees how cute he is. And he's got his robe on one day and she propositions him. He says, no. And she grabs his coat and he runs away. And she goes to her husband and says, look, Joseph tried to sleep with me and he tried to take advantage of me. He was falsely accused. Can you imagine? Your brothers sell you. Your brothers reject you. You're sold as a slave. You serve in that house. It's like the lockdown is opening up a bit and then all of a sudden you're locked down with accusation. And the Bible says Potiphar was mad and he put him in prison. This is an amazing story. Joseph went to prison and the Bible says, watch this, in prison, well, it says that Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story about Joseph. So he took Joseph and threw him into prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. But watch this. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison, in the lockdown. God didn't create the lockdown, but he was there with him in the lockdown and showed his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no worries because Joseph took care of everything. And the Lord was with him because everything he did succeeded. OMG, literally, or in Old Testament, OMY, I'm a Yahweh. See, Joseph kept serving others even though he had been falsely accused, even though he had been rejected, even though he had been sold by his brothers. Talk about a bad situation. I just had a dream. I just declared the dream. I just spoke it out. And now I'm in prison. I thought slavery was bad enough. But then in Potiphar's house, it was going good. But now I'm accused. Now I'm in prison. But now I keep serving because I have a dream. Have a dream. And Joseph was in there serving. And watch this. And there were two people sometime later in chapter 40 of Genesis. It says Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and chief baker offended their royal master. So the Pharaoh became angry with these two officials and he put them in prison where Joseph was, in the palace of the captain of the guard. And they remained in prison for quite some time. Just remember, Potiphar was the captain of the guard. So the reason why Joseph is in this prison is because he was in Potiphar's house. In someone else's house, he might not have even got to a different part of the prison, but he was in this prison, this part of the prison. And because he was in this part of the prison, there were two officials from Pharaoh's house put in there. And the Bible says they remained in prison for some time and the captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, who looked after them. What was he doing? He was serving. He kept in vision. He kept dreaming. Even though everything looked bleak, everything looked locked down, he kept dreaming. Come on, keep dreaming. Even though there's restrictions, even though there's been some lockdowns, and they may continue. Well, in Jesus' name, no, but they may, you never know. Keep dreaming. Keep serving. Keep serving others. Keep serving the church. Keep serving the youth group. Keep serving the kids ministry. Keep serving in every area. Oh, I don't feel like serving. You think Joseph didn't feel like serving? Of course he didn't feel like serving. He would have had to deal with bitterness and anger and hurt and unforgiveness. He was rejected, but he kept serving because there's something in him that says, I got to keep dreaming. Got to keep interpreting people's dreams. I can't stop interpreting. You can only interpret someone's dream if you've got something in your heart. If you've got nothing in your heart, so you're not carrying stuff, because it's harder to hear when you carry stuff. But when you carry, when you're free in your heart, you can hear God so clearly. And it says he looked after them, the cupbearer and the baker. Each had a dream one night, and each dream had its own meaning. And when Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed they both looked upset. He said, "Why do you look so worried today?" he asked them. And they replied, "We both had dreams last night, but no one can tell us what they mean." I mean, watch this. Interpreting dreams is God's business, Joseph replied. Go ahead and tell me your dreams. And so they did. And he said to one of them, "Unfortunately, you're going to be put to death." But the other one, he says, "You're going to be restored to the palace, but don't forget me." "Yeah, yeah, no worries. Thanks, Joseph. Good on you, Joseph. Good on you, mate. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that word. That's encouraging." The other one, that wasn't too encouraging, but thank you anyway. And so, you see, interpreting dreams, it's all about making your heart good so you can hear from God. And you know what? The thing that really was bad about this situation, the guy gets put in the back in the palace. He forgot about Joseph. He forgot to tell the king about Joseph. He forgot to tell anyone about Joseph. He just forgot him. Got on with his own selfish life. But then, Psalm 41 says, 2 years later, 2 full years later, 2 years of being forgotten. You think about it. I had a dream as a young person. Then I get sold by my brothers and I become a slave. And then I get accused and then I'm serving, but I'm still interpreting. But now I'm forgotten again. How do you keep there? The Holy Spirit says, He'll give you dreams and visions. So 2 years later, Pharaoh was standing on the bank of the river Nile and he had a dream about cows and some cows eating some cows and he couldn't work it out and he had his advisors trying to tell him, you know, so many people listen to advisors these days. I want to make sure that we understand that God's word is higher than any other human advice, any other human mindset. God's word is higher. Anyway, he turns to his advisor. They couldn't do it. They couldn't interpret it. And then this guy remembers, oh yeah, there's this guy in the prison. His name was Joseph. And he tells him the story. He interpreted my dream. And Pharaoh said, go get him. Go get him. You see, interpreting dreams puts you in a place of supernatural influence. How do you go from the prison to the palace in one day, in one moment, in one hour of a time, from being nobody, forgotten all about, and then all of a sudden being in the ears of a king, being on the lips of the palace? How do you go in there? He kept dreaming and he kept interpreting other people's dreams. And if you do this long enough, interpreting dreams put you in a place of supernatural influence. And I'm here to encourage you today. I'm here to declare over you today, keep dreaming and keep interpreting the dream of others. Keep serving people. Keep loving people. Keep reaching out to people. Keep ringing people. Don't stop getting involved. Keep getting involved. More people need to get involved in this season, not less. We need more Urban Life coaches. I want to give a big shout out to all our volunteers and our leaders, whether you're in South Africa, Cape Town, whether you're in Geneva, whether you're in Singapore, whether you're in Melbourne, wherever you are, whether you're in Geelong, any of our campuses, southeast, northeast, northeast, wherever you are, thank you. Keep serving, because as you're serving the house of God, you're serving the dream He's put in your heart, because God gets us all to dream together so we can change the world. It's not time to pull back. It's time to keep interpreting other people's dreams, because when you do, it puts you in a place of supernatural influence. So Joseph turns up and he says to the king, it's beyond my power to do this. Joseph replied, but God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. In other words, my dreaming comes from God. It's supernatural. And to live in the supernatural, I've got to keep my heart good. I've got to keep my heart dreaming. You see, Joseph's persistence and listening to God and serving others, Saul, watch this. This is what it saw. He answers the dream of Pharaoh and he says, you need a man to lead this, a wise man. He was just giving him the ways and the means of what to do. And they had a you know, a council in Pharaoh's executive committee. And they said, well, what, we need to find the man who can lead this. And they said, well, he's the man. And Joseph became second in charge of the kingdom. And listen what it says. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt. That is a drop the mic moment. you think about it, in every part of the journey, it never looked like that he was going to be put in charge of anything. But he kept serving and he kept dreaming, and that gave him, that grew his ability. You see, if he didn't learn to serve in Potiphar's house, he never would learn to serve in the prison house, and then never would have served in the palace. You see, all the serving and the interpreting of dreams along the way was all about positioning him to be the king. And then you go on to be second in charge in the kingdom. And then you go on, and his brothers came down and they didn't recognize him. And what happened was his brothers, to cut a long story short, fell at his feet and began to cry. Remember that dream? He says even the sun and moon will bow down, and the brothers were mad at him because they were like, who do you think you are? Now they don't even know who he is. And he could have got them back and could have got vengeance on them and could have been carrying bitterness. But no, what did he do? He was living in a spirit of revival, a spirit of the Holy Spirit. He went and got his father and the whole family and brought them into Egypt. There was a famine out there. He brought them into Egypt and says, we're going to look after you. And he went to the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh says, whatever land they want, they can have. And they were looked after their whole life through the brother they rejected. How? Because Joseph's persistence and listening to God and serving others saw his dream come to fulfillment. It took some time. There were some lockdowns. There were some setbacks. There were some accusations. There was some intimidation. There was some rejection. There were a lot of lies. There were a lot of fear. But what did he keep doing? He kept serving. He kept dreaming. He said, no, this isn't where I'm positioned for the rest of my life. And he actually became second in charge in that place. Why? Why? In the last days, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the Bible says, and you'll dream dreams and have visions. In other words, God wants to use you so powerfully, but you've got to get rid of all that stuff, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, that hurt, that disappointment, that, oh, I don't know. Every time there's a lockdown, you get disappointed. So do I. But we've got to get it out of our heart and speak life into the city and keep serving and keep dreaming. Some of us are like, oh, I don't know if I want to be involved anymore in my church. I don't know. It's so hard. No, 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 no. The key to your breakthrough, the key to you receiving the miracle is your serving. The key is you keep dreaming for others and interpreting dreams of others. And then Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, to him who was able to do, verse 20, to him who was able to do super abundantly, far and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Highest thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be the glory in the church. Can you imagine Joseph sitting around the table with his family? And there's peace and there's restoration and there's laughter and there's great joy. And he meets a brother he didn't even know he had. He sees the father that he had thought he'd never seen again. And he's forgiven all the brothers that had sold him and hurt him. And the peace that came into that family and the restoration, that is called revival, to restore, to renew, and to revive. And can you imagine him sitting there and thinking, if I had given up in any place, any part, if I'd got an attitude in Potiphar's house, I would never have walked into this vision. If I got disappointed and weighed down in the prison, oh, he would have been hurt, friend. But he kept dreaming. He didn't let lockdown hold his dream back. He kept interpreting and he kept believing and he kept forgiving and he kept loving and he kept serving. Come on, church, that's you and me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. If you got stuff in your heart that you need to let go right now, in the name of Jesus, let it go. Let it go, young person, let it go. Let it go, middle-aged person, older person. Let it go. Let the Holy Spirit come and minister to you in the name of Jesus, just like Joseph would have done. He would have let go and says, God, I just trust you. I believe. Ah, come on. I just want us to get in a position wherever we are, Some of us might want to get on our faces before the Lord in our room. Some might want to stand and some might want to kneel. But get in that place where your dream can be breathed upon. But just don't leave it there. Get out and serve. You know, in our own youth ministry, why don't you ring your urban life group leaders or ring your pastors and say, how can I serve more? How can I reach my friends more? In Planet Uni, do the same. In Planet Kids, in adults, how can we help more people? How can we serve more people? I know life is tough. I know it's challenging. But when I saw those people shouting at that soccer match, I said, God, that's us. That's us. That's the church declaring the goodness of God. Come on. Dreams come about because you interpret someone else's dream. I close with this. When I was a teenager in my youth group, I was on a youth camp. And when I was on that youth camp, my youth pastor was crying and I went up to him and go, why are you crying? He tried to say he wasn't crying, but he really was. And he says, I'm crying because I see you being a history maker. God's showing me what you could be. God's showing me what you could do with your life. And every week in our young adult program and youth program, I would hear, lay your life down for the cause of Jesus. He's the potter, we are the clay. There'll be times you'll be broken. There'll be times you'll be built up and feel strong. But as you continue to lay down your life, you can change the world. You know, people ask me, they say, what's the secret to the blessing of God? What's the secret to people think that Planet Shakers is successful? And they go, what's the secret? I say, it's got nothing to do with me other than I just keep interpreting the dream of my youth pastor who told me I could change the world. And I want some of you to remember those times where God spoke to you about you changing the world.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.